I can remember when I was a kid, my mother used to leave three children in the car to go into the grocery store. If you did that to a poodle now, they would kill you on the 11 o'clock news. But now that I'm an adult, I do know why my mother did not want to take three children into the grocery store. As soon as children enter a grocery store, they start begging like homeless people at Christmas time. This is me going through the grocery store. No, put it down. No, we're not getting that. No, put that down. And as a parent, you know the worst aisle of the grocery store? Cereal aisle. The cereal aisle. Because you're just going through the grocery store and you turn the corner and you're like, oh no, the cereal aisle. Because kids lose their mind on the cereal aisle. Oh, Dad, buy the Frosted Cocoa Puffs, Dad. Buy the Frosted Cocoa Puffs. Please, Dad, please. Dad, I'll do anything. Dad, I'll clean up the house for 1,000,000 years. Please. No, we bought those before. You guys didn't eat them. They went stale. We had to throw them away. We'll eat them this time as well. We will. This time, promise. I'll wash your car every day, Dad, please. Oh, please. Please, buy the Frosted Cocoa Puffs. You know what I do when they throw themselves on the floor and start making a fit like that? I walk straight up to them and I go, where are your parents? People do not know how to raise children these days, I'll tell you. Now, my mother would leave us in the car in the parking lot and leave us the keys in case we got hot. I'm 7 years old. I'm cranking the car up, pretending to drive. And one time my dad had to come down and pretend to pay for the plate glass window on the auto parts store there. How did that happen? We were hot, Dad. Tons of stuff has changed. Like, I know every toy my daughter's getting now, it's got little tags in there showing you where it's been inspected by dozens of people to make sure there is no possible way a child could hurt themselves playing with that toy. I remember being 9 years old, my parents bought me a wood-burning kit. What could go wrong with a toy like this? A sharp metal stick that heated up to 5,000 degrees. And I'll tell you something else, our dogs and cats didn't have a little tag around their neck, but everybody in the neighborhood knew who they belonged to. Yeah, the Circle F brand, that's a Foxworthy cat right there. You remember wood-burning kits? And the cord on it was always about this long. So you're always guaranteed to being right next to the drapes when you played with it. Some of the stuff they gave us to play with, they figured out we couldn't hurt ourselves enough with regular darts, so they invented lawn darts. Remember lawn darts? 15-pound darts. You could kill an elk with a lawn dart. And there were no directions to it. They just came in a box of 8. We used to take them out of the box, throw them straight up in the air. You catch one of those with your head, you're getting coloring books for Christmas the rest of your life, too, I guarantee it. To this day, my mother frowns as she sees me take a sip out of a beer. Yet when I was a child, she used to buy me model airplane glue by the bags full. I'm upstairs trying to build models. I'm higher than the Rolling Stones on the opening night of a new tour. Finally get the model put together, then Dad would give us firecrackers to blow them up with. And we knew they were safe because we had to drive across the state line to buy them from a man that had 3 fingers. Not on each hand, total, 3 fingers.
Yeah, them are some good firecrackers right there, especially for the kids.
This guy couldn't use a Bic lighter, yet he was a demolitions expert. I gotta put latches on the cabinets to keep my daughters from touching the dishwashing detergent. Yet when I was a child, my parents bought my brother and I a chemistry set. Mom, Joey put ammonium sulfate in my eye. Tell him I said stop. You boys go play with the wood-burning kit. Better yet, go outside, get on the mini bikes and shoot the BB guns. And don't take candy from strangers unless they offer you a ride. It's a different world, and I feel pretty ignorant in it.